弟兄姐妹朋友们平安。
Morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
上个周末我北上到距离我们这里大概一个多小时的邻居卡城华人基督教会做信徒培训讲座以及主日的正道分享。
So last weekend, I was away to Kalamazoo to the Chinese Christian Church. It's about an hour away to give a sermon there and also give the disciples a training.
那在卡城的时间，我有机会参观了一个以菲兹尔命名的基金会。
I got this opportunity to visit the Feather Institute.
在我们中间有没有人知道约翰·菲泽尔或者叫费特尔这个名字？
Does anyone here know this person, John Feather?
有人知道吗？听说过没有？哇，离我们这么近的地方。我们现在能够在电视、计算机等各样的媒体上轻易地看到各种的体育或者是娱乐节目的现场直播。
So now, we can actually see the live broadcasting of all kinds of sports or entertainment on TV or on your personal computing devices.
最早的主要推手就是这位费泽尔先生，费特尔。
And Mr. Feather was the one of the earliest pushers for such an accomplishment.
他是美国全国广播电视公司协会的电视代码审查委员会的第一任主席。
He was the first chairman of the Television Code Review Board of the National Association of Radio and Television Broadcasters.
那他也曾经拥有，这是什么标志？底特律的老虎队的所有权。
And he used to also own the baseball team Tigers in Detroit.
而且是他将棒球比赛的实况，就是底特律老虎队棒球实况转播，通过广播电视推向全美国，推向全世界。他是最早。
And he was the first person really to broadcast the baseball game of the Tigers game to the state and to the world through radio and the television.
因而他在1963年的时候被当选为美国棒球协会电视委员会的主席。
So then, because of that, he was named the chairman of the television committee of the American Baseball Association.
那在1985年的时候，福布斯杂志呢将他列为美国前400名最富有的人之一。
So in 1985, Forbes listed him as the top 400 richest people in the world.
所以菲泽尔他有感动，就以他手中的那些钱建立了一个基金会。从1962年成立以来，他们的宗旨呢，就是为了宗教、为了慈善、为了科学、为了图书馆或者教育等等提供捐助和支持。
And he devoted himself into philanthropy and funded this institute in 1962. The mission of the institute is to support religion, philanthropy, science, library, work, education.
那我在参观他们设在卡城总部的办公大楼的时候呢，得到了有一本书，是由纽约圣马丁出版社去年2015年出版发行的，名为《属灵儿童》这本书。
So when I was at the headquarters in Kalamazoo, I received a copy of a book which was just published in 2015.
这本书的作者是美国纽约哥伦比亚大学心理教育学教授和学者。
And the author is the scholar and also professor in psychology and education in Teachers College of the Columbia University.
他也是哥伦比亚大学师资学院身心灵研究所的创建者。
And he's also the founder for the Spirituality Mind Body Institute.
那他长期致力于灵性教、健康教育发展的研究。
So her research is really in the spirituality and health and development.
而且他有一个大胆的设想研究。
And he has a very proactive and a big idea, a research.
就是有关科学和灵性的力量。
So really, the research topic is the science and the power of the spirituality.
那菲泽基金会也参与资助了他这项研究。
And the Fisher Institute was sponsored this research.
那研究的结果呢，就出了这本书。
And the result of such a research is the book.
属灵的儿童，培育终身健康和阳光孩子。的新科学。
The spiritual child, the new science and parenting for health and lifelong thriving.
那这本书曾经获得三大畅销书的排行榜，从这里能看到。
So it was one of the top sellers from the New Times.
纽约时报、今日美国和美洲出版商。
U.S. Today and the Publishers Weekly.
那被称为现代的育儿经。
So it's really called the modern parenting Bible.
那他也为当今时代的父母提出了一个以开拓性的方式去思考如何养育现代儿童。
So really find a new open method for the parents to nurture the modern teenagers and youth.
根据介绍，这项研究是从科学的角度，所谓今天的科学的角度，揭示人的灵性与健康之间的紧密的关联。
The actual book is really about the scientific link between spirituality and health.
作者他提到，他说，孩子出生之后啊，与生俱来的灵性。受到这个社会上各种各样的因素的影响、压抑，甚至是埋没。
According to this book, when child is born, and the spirituality was the impact, suppressed and buried by many factors of our society.
他认为最好的唤醒孩子那里边的那个灵性。回归的渠道呢，就是通过祷告和敬拜，那种歌颂，使孩子灵性能够回归。
And the best way to return to the spirituality the child born with, and also awakening the spirituality is via the prayers and the worship activities.
那这项研究的结果呢，他发现。有了回归的灵性，就是说，参与了祷告、参与了敬拜活动的这些孩子，他们有活泼的灵性。
So when kids are really pray more and worship more, and usually hold the active and spirituality.
那他们所表现出来的是积极向上的人生观，以及他们成功的未来。他追踪了大概十多年。
So with that active spirituality, and usually they create a very positive marker for thriving in their life, particularly in the future.
行，他这里有几项明显的数据。
And on this slide, they give several statistics.
说是青少年使用或滥用物质的倾向会降低40%。
Okay, there are 40% less likely the kids that are more actively in spirituality are 40% less likely to use and abuse of substance.
那这样的孩子呢，抑郁症出现的可能性降低了60%。
And also are 50% less likely to be depressed as teenagers.
当然，里边还有很多内容，大家呢可以去看这本书。但是这项研究。在揭示真理的过程中，这是我的话啊。
So there are a lot of, you know, you probably can read from the book, but my only critique to the book is, while the book is really revealed by the truth,
却也陷入了致命的谬误之中。
But also fallen in a very a fatal error.
也就是作者他的灵性观、灵命观。
So it's really about the author's sort of the concept of spirituality.
我称它是泛灵性观，或者叫泛宗教观。
So my critique is in her view is very pan spiritual view.
这是大家如果你去阅读这本书的时候要仔细分辨的。
And that's a warning, and you can decipher when you're reading this book.
那谈到福音的施工，我记得在神学院进修教母学课程的时候。
So when I studied in the seminary,
在讨论北美地区的福音施工中。最大的障碍，或者说是最困难面对的，大家能想到是什么吗
？We have discussion about the most the obstacle and the challenge of the North American gospel ministry. Do you know what that is?
我们现在生活的这是一个包括生活、学习、工作乃至政治、经济。还有所谓的宗教等等等，广泛自由的一个国度。
So we're in a country that really promotes such a diversity in life, in study, in work, and even in politics, economy, and religion.
那在这个国度里边，孩子从那么小 ，This man， 这是我的 ，I don't want， 我不想做这个，我不想做那个。
So they can really acquire ability and really to, you know, understand what is mine and what I do not want or what I do want.
这些自我意愿自由的发挥和满足。
So those satisfaction and the free play of our self-will.
从儿童到青少年，以至于到成人，整个生长的过程中，已经渗透到人们的血液中。或者是骨髓中了。
So this self-will already permeated through anyone, you know, from kids going to teenagers and to the adults.
那它所催生、所展现出来的是根深蒂固的极端个人主义和自由主义的人格倾向。
So the result of that is really created this personality tendency.Which is extremely extreme individualism and extreme liberalism.
这是许许多多北美的神学家、神学教授、牧师所共同看见的结果，不是我发明的。
So this is really this personality tendency is really deep rooted. It's not an invention of our pastor. It's really the kind of the observation from all the pastors.
所以我想请问弟兄姐妹的朋友们，咱们谈到自由，那自由的极端是什么
？So today, you know, we're going to talk about liberty. So what's the extreme liberalism?
是什么呀
？What is?
滥用。
It's the abuse of liberty.
所以今天呢，我们就借着加拉太书五章一到六节这段经文，从自由和滥用这两者之间所存在的那个张力，一起来思想基督徒的自由这个主题。
Really, today, why the tension between the liberalism and the abuseism, and so that counter this passage today to learn what the Christian liberty means.
加拉太书系列讲章，我们已经领略了从第一章到第四章，一共。十三讲的内容了。
So we already go to a certain sort of a sermon covered chapter 1 to 4.
一共六章的经文，那从第五章开始，是保罗在前面那几章里边证实了恩典是唯一的得救的途径之后。
The only six chapters in this book, starting from chapter 5, and Paul already sort of proved.The grace is the only way to save.
他指出接着呢指出恩典的福音所产生的结果是在恩典中过自由的生活。
The result of the gospel of grace is to live freely in the grace.
也就是教导基督的信徒在生活实践中的应用原则。
It's really about the application and principles in our everyday life, how Christians should live out to be Christians.
那我在预备这段讲章的时候呢，基督信徒的自由这个主题开始是包括一到十五节的经文。
So when I prepare this sermon, it really should cover from verse 1 to verse 15.
所以今天呢，我们是第一部分，就是一到六节的经文。
Today we're going to part 1, cover 1 to 6.
所以现在就让我们静下心来，细细的体味上帝所赐给我们这段话语里边他那些真理。
Okay, let's go through sort of the truth and really review from this passage.
加拉太书五章一到六节站立得稳。
So the first point is about the stand fast.
那我们看第一节，基督释放了我们，叫我们得以自由，所以要站立得稳，不要再被奴仆的恶辖制。
In verse 1 here says, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by a yoke of slavery.
大家还记得前面第四章最后的经文不记得？
I don't know whether you remember the last verse from chapter 4.
后边的，哎，大家可以翻开你手中的圣经。
If you have a Bible with you.
加拉太书四章二十八到三十一节，他所宣告的是血气之子与应许之子的截然不同的归宿。
The last part from 28 to 31 really proclaims the different destination for the sons of the promises. A sense of the promise, or the sense of the blood, the sense of the flesh.
是将凭着人的血气而用女奴所生之子赶了出去。
So where is that really get rid of the slave woman and her son?
因为他不可与凭着应许而自由的由自由的女子所生之子一同的承受产业。
Because the slave woman's son will never share.In the inheritance with a free woman's son.
所以四章最后第三十一节是向耶稣基督的信徒发出了恩典的一个宣告。
So really, the last verse, 31, is the proclamation to the disciples of the time about the grace.
你看加拉太书四章三十一节是这样写的：所以弟兄姐妹们，我们并不是女奴的儿女。而是自由的女子所生的。
So here he says, brothers and sisters, we're not children of a slave woman, but of a free woman.
所以进入第五章第一节的经文，既是对第四章经文的结束句，也是第五章开始的引言。
So the first verse of chapter 5 is really sort of right out of chapter 4, but also the beginning of chapter 5.
你看，我们看现代中文译本说，为了要使我们得自由，基督已经释放了我们，所以你们要挺起胸膛，不要再让奴隶的恶控制你们。
So in a different translation in Chinese, it actually says, because to give us the freedom and Christ already emancipated us, so we should stand tall and not allow the slave to control you any longer.
这些经文是延续前面四章三十一节更加高声的向我们耶稣基督的信徒发出了一个确认的呼吁。
Really, in verse 1, even a louder proclamation and appeal to all Christians.
基督耶稣道成肉身来到世上，被钉死在十字架上，埋葬三天之后复活，他的目的非常的明确。
So the purpose of the Lord became flesh and was crucified and died and resurrected 3 days after.And that's a purpose that was very clear.
就是为了使我们得自由，而担当了我们的罪，自由了我们。
So really, was trying that was to free us, And then he became, taking the sin from us, to free us.
因为在这些经文里面，自由和释放呢，这两个词呢是同根同源的词。所以刚才说呢，为了我们的自由，自由了我们。
So really, freedom and free here is coming from the same root. So really talking about the same thing here, to give us freedom.
那我想请问，基督是我们得自由的含义是什么
？So what does that mean? Christ is here to give us freedom.
是什么？因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。那罪的工价是什么？乃是死。所以耶稣基督使得相信他的人，从一个等待着审判的罪人。
Jesus Christ really made a sinner who is waiting to be judged.
得释放，得自由，而成为上帝的儿女。
And was free and gained the liberty to become the sons and daughters of God.
我们常常说我们是上帝家里的人，意思就是耶稣基督为了使我们得自由，牺牲了自己，自由了我们。使我们成为上帝家中的自由人。
So really, we often refer ourselves in God's family, which really means Jesus or paid for the price and making us freely, becoming freely a free person in God's family.
所以由此呢，保罗就说：“你们基督的信徒要把腰杆子绷直喽，昂首挺胸。”一直坚强，稳稳地站立在那里。
In this verse, Jesus said we should stand tall and shoulders square, a very strong will and stand back.
不要怎么样了，不要让奴隶的恶控制你们。奴隶的恶控制你们，辖制你们是什么意思
？Jesus said, "Do not allow to be controlled again by slaves."
就是前面经文一再提醒的。那些来自耶路撒冷的那些奉割礼的信徒，以及法利赛教派背景的那些信徒，他们以假教师的名义，以假教师的身份，对加拉太信徒所发出的那些搅扰的恐吓。
Really, the slavery here really meant to be threat and harassment coming from the circumcised
他们那些恐吓怎么说？说你们这些外邦信徒，不仅仅要接受洗礼，还必须遵守律法，要行割礼，守各项的礼仪，然后你们才能够真正的得救。
So basically, they're teaching the Gentile believers.Not only you should be baptized, but you also need to follow the law and be circumcised and really obey all kinds of rituals to be saved.
那对于加拉太地区那些外邦背景，也就是非犹太人背景的，就像我们今天这些非犹太人背景的这些信徒。
So the believers in the region of Galatia. Similar to we're Gentile believers.
他们，也是我们，相信了耶稣基督得救之后，脱离了各种那种外邦所谓的宗教拜假神、拜偶像的那种罪的奴役。
So when we became Christian, we really freed ourselves from the slavery of all kinds of pagan, false teaching religions, false gods, and idol.
如果按照那搅扰者他们的恐吓的说的话，那其实呢是把他们把我们呢重新又转到另一个形式下的，也就是犹太教的奴役下。
So basically those circumcised believers are really trying to moving from those free people to the slavery of a new form, which is the Judaism.
用一种生活中的词句来形容，就是说刚刚被救出了苦海之后呢，又要把他们 拖进火坑中去。
In Chinese expression, we often say it's just a land, just come on shore from the storm. Now you're going to a pit of fire.
所以保罗向那些出现摇摆的加拉太信徒发出了断言。
So really, Paul made this proclamation to the believers in Galatia.
加拉太书五章二节，我保罗告诉你们，若受割礼，基督就与你们无益了。
Paul in 2 says, mark my word, I Paul tell you that if you let yourself be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all.
因为这些经文有一个前设的背景，也就是前边四章十节我们已经讨论过的。
So this is really coming from the context of a previous verse from chapter 4, 10.
四章十节说：“你们竟然严守日子、月份、节期、年份。”
He is saying, "You are observing special days, months, and seasons, and years."
是什么意思啊
？So what does that mean?
说明加拉太信徒中间已经有人跨出了遵守律法的第一步了。
So means they're already taking the first step.
一定是有些信徒已经接受了犹太宗教所要遵守的各种各样的节期的规条。
And the probably believers already start observing special days, months, and seasons and days.
然后，他们很可能就要被那些搅扰者恐吓引诱，迈出接下来的关键一步，什么呀？接受割礼。
So they probably will be intimidated.Or intimidated or tempted by those disturbers and to take a key step which will be the circumcision.
所以我们看一下现代中文译本第二节保罗的警告，我保罗郑重地告诉你们，如果你们接受割礼，基督对你们就毫无益处。
So different translation here actually say, I Paul warned you.
会不会有人发出疑问说，问题至于到如此严重的地步吗？
I don't know whether we have this question. You know, a circumcision is that a serious issue?
毕竟在旧约圣经中，清清楚楚地记载着说，上帝要亚伯拉罕以及他的后裔接受割礼，以此是作为什么呀？作为立约的记号哎。
After all, in the Old Testament, it says very clearly that God asked Abraham and his descendants to be circumcised as a mark of the covenant.
我们来看看创世纪十七章九节、十节、十一节。上帝又对亚伯拉罕说：“你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约，你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你们并你们的后裔所立的约。”是你们所当遵守的，你们都要受割礼，这是我与你们立约的证据。
Yeah, so this is really from Genesis, clearly record this promise of God to Abraham, and for taking the circumcision as the mark for the covenant.
这也就是历世历代以来犹太以色列人一直以他们和大卫王同为得着上帝的应许。成为亚伯拉罕子孙而富裕的那个优越感。
So really, being a Jew, they were having a sense of superiority because this is a promise coming along the line from Abraham to David and to them.
所以，尤其是那些敬虔的犹太人，一般呢，他们并不认为律法对他们来讲是一个恶，是个重担。
So for very godly Jews, they do not think the law is a burden.
反而他们认为是一种特权。
So they actually rather they think it's a privilege.
所以我们可以想象那些搅扰者，他们从耶路撒冷城来到加拉太地区以后，也是一种富有优越感的口气，向加拉太信徒站在前头来宣称：我们来自耶路撒冷。
So probably you can imagine those circumcised believers from Jerusalem coming to Galatia is probably really having that sense of superiority.
我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，我们见过耶稣基督，我们听过他讲道，
He said, you know, we are the descendant of Abraham. We actually saw, you know, Jesus and can listen to his teaching.
你们外邦人不要想着你接受洗礼就完事儿了。
Nothing, the baptism is the end of your, you know, the end of it.
你们必须像我们一样要接受割礼。
And you have to also be circumcised.
才能得着亚伯拉罕儿女的身份。
And two, we got the identity of Abraham's children.
从而领受上帝应许给亚伯拉罕后裔的那些福分。
And therefore to receive blessing, that God given to Abraham's children.
所以请问弟兄姐妹朋友们，单就割礼本身来讲有没有问题？
So, the question to you, brothers and sisters, if we're talking about circumcision alone, is this a problem?
或者说有没有害处？
Is it really harmful?
没有。对现代人，无论任何民族，如果出于健康的目的，给婴儿或者成年男子行割礼，相信即便是使徒保罗在今天站在这里，他也不会持反对的态度。
The answer is really no. For us, I think in this time, it doesn't matter, you know, which race you are coming from. From the hygiene point of view, if we want to circumcise a male infant, or even a adult, a male adult, and I believe Paul not going to object.
所以延伸一点，再请问，就是。一个人做善事守律法，是不是一件坏事？
So if we tend from that, if you do good and obey the law, is this a something, is this a problem?
是不是？绝对不是。
This is not a problem.
但是，倘若将割礼、将做善事、守律法作为得着耶稣基督救恩的附加条件，或者呢？是一件先决条件的话。
So if, however, we take circumcision and good deeds and obedience to law become the additional condition to be saved, or even we think this is a prerequisite to be saved.
不单有问题，而且是毫无益处的坏事。
So.Not only this is a problem, but it absolutely has no benefit.
其实道理很非常简单，也非常明确。如果一个人能够以自己的行为努力赚取永生，使罪得赦免。
This is very simple. You know, if we can be saved through our own deeds,
基督为什么还要出生呢？
But why Christ was born?
如果一个人能够靠自己的能力行为胜过一切的邪恶，基督受苦受死。他的复活，他战胜罪，战胜死亡和魔鬼，又是为了什么目的？
So if we, if our behaviors can overcome all kinds of forms of evil, then what's the purpose for Christ to go through the suffering, the death, and the resurrection?
所以这不是一件平常的小事。
So this is not anything trivial.
我们接下来继续看经文，加拉太书五章三到四节。我再指着凡受割礼的人，确实地说，他是欠着行全律法的债。你们这要靠律法称义的，是与基督隔绝，从恩典中坠落了。
Yes, in 3 and 4 we very clear here. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law.You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace.
接受洗礼之后的信徒，如果再附加上隔离的这种仪式，那意味着什么呀？
So you're already baptized, now you're taking the ceremony of circumcision. So what does that mean?
你又去担上那个律法的那个重担。
You're taking on the burden of the law.
为什么这么说呢？你既然遵守律法，好，那你就要遵守全备的律法。如果有一条犯了，你就是没有遵守律法。这在犹太人眼里是这样的。
Yeah, so it's really the burden means if you decided to follow the law, which means you have followed all the laws, if you break one, and, or if you broke one, which means you broke everything.
那请问人能够做到遵守全备的律法吗？ 不可能的。
Yeah, really for us to follow all the laws is very, very difficult as human beings.
所以走上那条路，只会被律法再次的套牢。
So that path will be controlled by the law.
那其实它的本质是什么呢？本质就是对耶稣救恩的否定。
So really, if you go into the essence, and that path is really a denial to.
他意思就是说，耶稣基督，你死在十字架上，你做的还不够圆满，我还得继续再做其他事情。
Denial of the, you know, the gospel of grace, which means the circumcision, no, the crucifixion wasn't good enough.
说到根本上，说的严重一点。就是对上帝的背叛。
So really, we say very, you know, maybe very harsh. There is really sort of betrayal, to God.
那大家读了后面这个，从恩典中坠落了，有什么感想
？The last part of verse 4 says, "We have fallen away from grace." So how do we feel about this?
这是对还没有相信上帝的人讲的呢？还是对受洗成为基督信徒的人讲的。对什么人讲的？受洗的基督的信徒讲的。对。是对初代教会时期加拉太教会中的信徒，也是对过去、现在、将来所有的基督徒所讲。
对 ，it's really a claim or a teaching to the Christians in the past, current, and in the future.
那假如还有信徒选择去接受摩西律法，并且自以为是的认为接受割礼才能够最终完成自己救恩的话，那这种甘心上当受骗导致的结果将会是什么样的？
So what the consequences of if there are still believers who still decided to followthe Moses law willingly, and rather be deceived. And what the consequences of such behavior?
就是把我们里边那个堪称非常非常宝贵的，在我们心中曾经萌发的那个显明出来的什么东西啊？那个信心丢掉。
The consequences are going to lose.The probably most critical and the precious, which is the body and the body faith in us.
你看第五节经文讲，我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心等候所盼望的意义。
So verse 5 says, for through the Spirit we eagerly await by faith the righteousness for which we hope.
新翰译一本说：“至于我们靠着圣灵，凭着信心，热切等候盼望的意义。”
There's another way in Chinese, probably said more clearly here.
这第五节的经文告诉我们说，我们之所以得到所热切盼望的，与上帝恢复关系而被成为义，凭的就是我们心中的那份能够被圣灵激活的那份信心。
So the reason why we were able to eager to await and hope for and having this sort of reconciled relationship with God, being called justified, and everything was really by the faith.
靠着圣灵说明我们需要上帝的帮助。
So why spirit means which means we need the help from God.
凭着信心呢，就是我们不可缺如的。要负上自己当尽的责任。
By faith also means we also have this responsibility to respond to God to the Spirit.
那这有一个等候盼望，我们的盼望到手了没有？救恩到手了没有
？So here talking about the waiting for the hope.
我们基督徒当下活在的是一个已经实现了救恩。但是呢，还需要最终完成的救恩，就是 already not yet.
It's really we're living in this world. The salvation is done, but not yet completed.
我们生长的是一个充满张力的年代。
So we're in this world having this tension.
我们要盼望，要等待 最终耶稣再来的时候，那个大宣判中，真正最后的宣判，我们是得救的无罪的人。
So we have this hope that we say that in the end of this world, when Christ came again, and we will be saved for all, once for all.
大家注意，在圣灵、信心、盼望这三者之间，哪个是最关键的？
So about the spirit, the faith,
对我们来讲
and hope. So among the three, which one is the key?
我们的盼望是凭着信心而依靠圣灵才能实现的。
So our hope really has to do by faith and through spirit to be realized.
所以在这三者之间，关键词是信心。
So really among the three, the most critical one is the faith.
你看信心它的含义有基本有两个方面，一个呢对真理的坚信相信，再一个呢就是忠贞忠实，就具有能够让人信靠的个性。
So really there are two meanings of faith. First one is really about the obedience to the truth, and second one is really the loyalty.
那请问那个曾经在我们信徒的心中萌发的显明出来至为宝贵的那个信心，假如坠落了，假如丢失了以后，会出现什么样的结果？
So if our most precious faith follows, then what would be the consequence?
切断了依靠圣灵的途径。
We really sort of cut the path, the dependency of spirit.
失去了对最终末日的盼望。
And lost that hope. For the last day.
剩下的是什么？
What's left?
不依靠圣灵就依靠什么？依靠肉体了，依靠行法律
了。
就成为了一个靠行法律，具有让人不可信靠个性的，心中没有平安的，徒有虚名的，只是来这儿转一圈的信徒了。
So we become this one, depend on our flesh, depend on our law, we become a false disciple, only have a name.
所以接下来的经文做了一个小结。
So verse 6 is really a summary.
加拉太书五章六节，原来在基督耶稣里受割礼，不受割礼，全无功效，唯独使人生发仁爱的信心才有功效。
So it here says, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor non-circumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith, expressing itself through love.
大家注意到没有？前面经文强烈的口吻指出，隔离对信徒是毫无益处。那此处为什么又加进了不受隔离
？So before Paul really emphasized on circumcision has no value. Why here he mentioned non-circumcision has no value?
其实仔细体会再看其他的经文的话，在这里表明了保罗他并不是在反对割礼本身。
So really, Paul is not to object the circumcision.
他不想让那些犹太背景的基督徒误解了，他说：“哇，那我们赶快再变回到没有割礼的状态吧。”
So he does not want the disciples have the Jewish background and mistaken him to sort of return.
他也没有刻意要求犹太背景的基督徒去停止守律法，但是呢，他也不会鼓励他们你继续去行律法。
And he did not ask those Jewish believers stop obeying the law, but at the same time not encourage them to follow the law.
那支持这个观点呢，有一段非常典型的经文，大家都熟，《哥林多前书》。
So there's a very there's a passage in the Bible.
所以了解到保罗他的目的就是为什么人像什么人像什么人，目的都是为了福音的缘故，为要与人同得这福音的好处。
So really what he does is to be like a kind of people, and really the goal is really trying to gain more for Christ.
所以这个时候我们再回头来体味加拉太书五章六节的经文，因为在基督耶稣里受割礼不受割礼全无分量，唯一有效的是由爱而出的信。
But here's another translation. It says there's no way in terms of being circumcised or not being circumcised. And there's only one effective way, which is really the law, sourcing from faith.
你看不同的译本都是使人生发仁爱的信心，以爱的行动表现出来的信心等等。
Right, it's really all about you know, the law coming from faith. Right,
所以经文在这里揭示出来的真理在于，信徒因信称义是与爱的生活密不可分的。
So really, our life, being justified by faith, has everything to do with love.
那刚才我们了解到，在圣灵、信心、盼望这三者之间，信心是一个关键的。
So we learn the faith is the key among the spirit, the faith and the hope.
现在又出现了一个爱。
Now we have a love, added to the faith.
那在这四者当中，我们信徒心中的至为宝贵的那个信心，如果丢失了、坠落了，切断了对圣灵的依靠的途径，失去了对最终的盼望。最终得救的盼望之后，结果是什么样
？So we know if we lost the faith because our path is to the dependency of the spirit and the lost the final salvation from the last day. So what will be the consequence?
信心坠落了，圣灵切断了，盼望没有了。
So that we have no faith, no access to spirit, and no hope.
那请问？爱还有没有了？
Do we still have love?
还会有爱的行动表现出来吗？
Do we have a expression of love?
会不会？会不会？我来讲，不仅，而且仍然会有爱的行动表现出来耶，弟兄姐妹。
But actually, the answer is yes. Not only yes, but you still have the expression of love.
还记得我们前面圣经提醒我们说。爱是一个中性的词，哎，
哇！ The Bible warns us, the love is really a neutral.
还记得吗？爱可以从一颗清洁的心发出。
So really, love can come out from a pure heart.
爱也可以从一颗充满贪婪的私欲、追求名利、嫉妒而损人的杂念所污染的心发出，哎。
Also, love can come in from a greedy and full of desires, seeking the name and fame and money.
爱可以凭无愧的、清洁无瑕的、没有内疚感的良心而发出。
The love can come from a very honest, pure, and a guiltless conscience.
同样，那个爱也可以凭着软弱的、无愧的、麻木的良心发出耶，弟兄姐妹
们。
所以在此，我邀请弟兄姐妹们，包括我自己，我们一起来反省一下。
So I really ask, we need to sort of, between myself, to ponder on this.
在我们的生命历程过程中。有没有发生过扭曲的爱的行动表现？
So really in our life, whether we, sort of experience,
因为我的爱不能实现，因为我的爱受到了拦阻。
Experience this, this distorted love because my love cannot be realized because my love was blocked.
或者我的爱没有引起对方的反应，我的爱没有引起对方的重视。
Because my love not getting the deserved response.
以至于这个爱就成了我们的家庭，我们和同事之间、和同学之间、和教会弟兄姐妹之间的矛盾的祸根。
So this love has become the root of every problem, for our families, our coworkers, and the brothers and sisters in the church.
甚至我们从里边生发出这个爱，就成了一个攻击对方的武器。
And love even become a weapon.
求上帝怜悯我们。求上帝在接下来的圣餐礼中赦免。
And ask Lord to forgive us.